Hi, I'm Haley, creator of Whimsy and Wellness, and this is the Whimsy and Wellness Podcast, your happy place for inspiration and education on natural wellness, entrepreneurship, womanhood, and motherhood. Listen, smile, and share with a friend. I can't wait to hear what you think about this episode's conversation. Meg, take it away.
Hi, friend, it's Meg. Before we dive into today's episode, I have to know, do you use essential oils? If so, do you have beautiful roller, spray, or dropper bottles to mix your oils in? No? Oh my goodness, then you need to check out our brand, Whimsy and Wellness. Our founder, Haley, created Whimsy and Wellness 5 years ago when she first got started with oils herself, but couldn't find any pretty roller bottles to mix them in. She has since grown her business from a little Etsy shop out of her garage to the leading essential oil accessory company, now producing everything from roller bottles with custom designs, gemstone roller tops, and glitter, to beautiful crystal slabs, DIY kits, and more. If you have essential oils but you don't yet have Whimsy and Wellness bottles and accessories to accompany them, then hop on over to our website at www.whimsyandwellness.com. And to make your Whimsy and Wellness order even more exciting, use code PODCAST for 10% off your first order. We can't wait to box up your goodies. Now, let's jump into this week's episode.
Okay, let's talk about sleep, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Okay, I promise I won't sing again in this episode. But I'm so excited to talk to you guys all about essential oils and sleep. This will be a solo episode of Just Me, your host, Meg Ryan. I have personally been using essential oils for 4 years now, and I wish that I could just give my past self, like 5 years ago self, who struggled so badly with some sleep problems, I wish I could give her essential oils because, man, do they really help. I feel like nearly every adult I know has some kind of struggle with sleep, right? We hear it all the time. Like, oh, I couldn't sleep last night. I had the worst dreams last night. I can never fall asleep. And even a lot of kids, whether it's falling asleep, staying asleep, like I said, bad dreams, you name it, lack of sleep or quality of sleep can really lead to a lot of serious issues. So some sleep statistics that I found when I was kind of researching and preparing for this episode that probably won't surprise you, but I wanted to share anyway, are this. So between 10% and 30% of adults struggle with chronic insomnia. 10 to 30%. Women have a lifetime risk of insomnia that is as much as 40% higher than that of men. I'm not really surprised by that. My partner, Dave, can fall asleep in like 0.2 seconds next to me. And I'm just laying there thinking, oh, I have so much to do tomorrow, blah, 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 blah. Sleep is so important. In fact, I learned the other day, this is so interesting, that you will die from sleep deprivation before hunger. Isn't that insane? It's so important, yet we so often put it as a last priority. So today we're going to talk all about sleep, but specifically how essential oils can help to improve our sleep. In this episode, I will be answering common essential oil and sleep questions like, do they really work / help? How should you use essential oils for sleep? Which one should I use? And more. So let's just go right into, do they work? That is something that we get asked all the time. And yes, hence the whole episode. Scientifically though, let's talk about melatonin first. I'm sure you've heard of melatonin. I think a lot of us think of it as like the over-the-counter melatonin. You can buy gummies, pills, that kind of thing. But our body actually, specifically our pineal gland, actually produces melatonin for us, and we can support the production of that. So one simple way to do that is to be in the dark. It might sound obvious, but if you have a light on in your room or you're on your phone trying to get tired, how many of you do that? I do the same thing. Like, I'm like, oh, I'll just scroll because I'm not tired yet. Well, the light is telling your brain, don't go to sleep yet. Darkness signals to your brain, hey, it's bedtime, start producing melatonin. So that's why you feel so much more tired in the fall and the winter, because in most places it's much darker. It gets darker sooner. It's darker even during the day sometimes, all of that. Anyway, another natural way to support the natural production of melatonin is with essential oils. Certain essential oils can help support the healthy function of the pineal gland, which releases melatonin in your brain, which, like I said, is the body's natural sleepy hormones. Next, after melatonin, is sesquiterpenes. So this is one you'll want to Google. I'm not like a super scientific-y person, but sesquiterpenes are super, super interesting. And so if you are a scientific person or you like to hear the how behind how things work, look up sesquiterpenes and essential oils. There are quite a few essential oils that are high in sesquiterpenes. So these oils have been proven to help with sleep as they can cross through the blood-brain barrier. They can help quiet the central nervous system, relieve stress, and promote relaxation. And I will share with you which ones have that in just a little bit. The next way that essential oils can help with sleep are habits and relaxations. So we live in such a high stress, busy, go, go, go life, right? So essential oils before bed can really calm our mind and help us wind down and kind of shut our brain off, make us feel safe, all of that good stuff. And when we have that habit, it's also just like how I was saying that turning the light off kind of signals to your brain, okay, it's bedtime. If you can implement using the specific essential oil right before bed and you get in a habit of it, your brain is eventually going to subconsciously pick up on, oh, she's using lavender on her chest. It must be bedtime. So habits are a really great way to support us in all areas of our life, stress, sleep, all the things. Okay, so let's get to the how you should use essential oils for sleep support. The first is a self-check-in before bed. I love to do this, I actually did it this morning. I was feeling really anxious yesterday, and in the shower, I just kind of did a little check-in with myself, like, okay, what's going on? Kind of do a body scan, close your eyes, ask what's going on, what you need, set your intention, that kind of thing. So specifically doing this before bed can really help you figure out how to use your oil and which one to use. So I would ask yourself why you can't sleep, which maybe is like, I don't know, otherwise I would sleep. But close your eyes, take some deep breaths, and do a body scan. Ask yourself, are you stressed or worried about something? Maybe you're in need of emotional support. Maybe you're congested or struggling with some other ailment like pain or that kind of thing. Are you still wired from the day and have racing thoughts and you just can't shut your mind off? Doing those kinds of check-ins can help you choose which oil you should use to support your body. I'm going to share some specific ones in a few minutes that are great for sleep, but sometimes at bedtime, we might need something different than just like a great sleep oil, right? We might need something to support our seasonal allergies so that we can fall asleep, or we might need something to, I don't know, even put on bug bites. Otherwise, we'll be itching and not able to fall asleep. So doing that body scan can kind of help you set your intention and figure out what you need. Okay, so my favorite way to use oils for bedtime is diffusing. Diffusers don't get hot. That's what I love about diffusers. I use the Young Living Desert Mist diffuser and the Lantern diffuser in our bedrooms, and those are a cool mist diffuser. So if you're shopping for diffusers, you obviously don't have to buy them from Young Living. You can just make sure that it's a cool mist diffuser so then they don't get hot and you don't have to worry about sleeping with it on. So I just fill that up before bed, put my drops of oils in, and I keep mine right on my nightstand. It's super easy to refill it, and then it's in the air, you're breathing it in, you're smelling it, and it's supporting you while you fall asleep and all night long. A little tip, I like to keep a cute glass container of water. You don't have to have it be cute, but I just like to, right next to my diffuser so that I can easily refill it. People always ask, well, how many drops in the diffuser? But this is 100% personal preference. Start with one or two drops if you're brand new to essential oils, and then build up from there. You can always add more, but it's hard to come back if you're like, oh, that's too much. I have to turn it off. So I love diffusing. Next, I'll drop a drop of oil right in the palms of my hands and then rub it like on my wrists and my chest, or I'll make a roller with my Whimsy and Wellness roller and roll that on. And that is like a way you can use essential oils topically for sleep. Okay, let's get into specific essential oils. So I'm sure you've heard us say or read on our blog or our Instagram that the question of which oil should I use for blank is personal preference. We always say, what do you want to use? What do you feel like you should use? Our intuition and what we are personally drawn to is what's going to help us most, right? Like sometimes people are just drawn to a very strange oil for a random ailment. And you're like, I wouldn't have thought of that. While, for example, peppermint isn't necessarily a quote unquote sleep oil, I'm sure there are people out there who love peppermint at bedtime. So even though certain oils aren't considered sleep oils, if you're feeling drawn to it and you're feeling like it's helping you, or you're feeling like it makes you feel safe and calm your mind so that you can go to sleep, use it. Trust your intuition over everything else. The other thing is that essential oils are adaptogenic, which means that essential oils can adapt and change to what our body needs. So I'm going to share some tried and true sleep favorites, but like I said, I just really encourage you to be adventurous. At bedtime, take a few moments to smell some oils that you have on hand and notice if there's a certain one that you're feeling drawn to. We also all obviously have a different biology and therefore will sometimes respond to oils differently. One oil can be like a magic sleep potion for one person and they can swear by it and say, you have to try this. And then someone else can try it and think, that did not work for me. We're all different. So if one oil doesn't seem to be working, try something different. There are plenty of oils out there for sleep support. It's just a matter of finding the one that works best for you. Okay. Lavender. Did you know I was going to say this one first? It's probably the one that doesn't really need a lot of explaining. I think even if you're brand new to essential oils, you know that lavender is calming, right? It's also great for sleep. So there have been countless studies on lavender, and it's just known to improve sleep quality and increase the time spent in deep, slow wave sleep, as well as relieve restlessness and negative emotions. I think that if you're brand new to essential oils, lavender is the one you should use. It's the best, like, easy button oil. It's super gentle. You can use it on kids, yourself. That's a good starting one. If you haven't used oils yet and you're wanting to use them for sleep, I say put a drop of lavender in the palms of your hands, rub it together, and cup your hands over your nose, take some deep breaths, or put a couple drops in the diffuser and see how that works.
Hi friends, I'm Haley, the founder of Whimsy and Wellness. I started this business just a few months after experiencing my second miscarriage as a way to distract myself from the constant wonder of when I would be pregnant again. I had just started using essential oils, and when I couldn't find any pretty roller bottles to put them in, I decided to make my own. Armed with a Silhouette cameo machine and a roll of vinyl, I sold the first Whimsy and Wellness products out of a tiny Etsy shop in 2016. We have outgrown that little cameo machine and now make whimsical wellness gifts and accessories to make wellness feel happy, colorful, glittery, and anything but boring. Use code PODCAST for 10% off your next order at whimsyandwellness.com.
Next one is cedarwood. So because inhaling cedarwood triggers the release of serotonin in the brain, which then converts itself to melatonin, cedarwood is known for its sedative qualities and usefulness in treating insomnia. Cedarwood is also extremely, extremely high in sesquiterpenes, which is what I mentioned in the beginning. So cedarwood is a great one. This sounds super weird, but I hope you can handle my weirdness because it works. If you put a drop of cedarwood on your big toe before going to sleep, it helps you sleep. And there's this thing called Google Vitaflex points. And it's basically little points on your body that, whether it's like for acupuncture or even putting essential oils on those certain points of your body and even on the bottoms of your feet, there's something called foot mapping. When you put needles from acupuncture or essential oils on there, that interacts with different parts of your body. Okay. I maybe am not explaining that great, but Google Vitaflex points. So your big toe is the Vitaflex point for your brain, specifically where your thoughts and all of that live. So when you put cedar wood on your big toe, they say that it just really helps you to quiet your mind, shut your brain down, all of that good stuff. And you guys, it stinking works. I can't tell you how many people I've given a roller with cedar wood and lavender to and say, roll it on your big toe. And they walk away thinking I'm a weirdo. And then they message me and they're like, that worked so well. So you'll have to try it out. Okay. Next oil is, this is kind of vague, but spruce or some kind of tree oil, whether that's Northern Lights black spruce or fir or even frankincense. So historically, spruce essential oils were used by Native Americans for cleansing and purifying rituals. As with the most deep-rooting trees, spruce oil is very grounding and balancing to the root chakra. If you're not familiar with chakras, the root chakra is located at the base of the spine at about tailbone level, and it affects your center of emotional and spiritual balance, as well as your instincts, consciousness, all of that. At the basic level, it's concerned with needs. So it helps with your senses of stability, safety, strength, all of that. And that's why putting oils on that point, your root chakra, is really great for sleep support when you're needing to feel grounded, safe, all of that. And that's why I love to use tree oils for that reason. Okay. Next oil is chamomile. I'm sure you guys have heard of chamomile tea, right? Like, I think that's like the most stereotypical sleep aid. Like, people will say, oh, I have the worst insomnia. And someone's like, have you tried chamomile tea? And you're like, are you kidding me? But it really does work. And chamomile essential oil is also a thing if you aren't into tea. So chamomile operates as like a mild tranquilizer, sleep inducer, not like to the point where you can't function or be conscious if you're woken up, but it's been used for many years to calm nerves, ease headaches, aid in relaxations, and all of that good stuff. It targets the parts of the brain and nervous system that common anti-anxiety drugs do. It can also be very helpful for reducing aches and pains, which I know a lot of people struggle with sleep because they are uncomfortable, right? So give chamomile a try if that resonates with you. My personal favorite is Roman chamomile. Okay, next oil is citrusy oils. So orange, bergamot, or neroli. So bergamot can be useful in preparing your body for sleep as it slows your heart rate and lowers your blood pressure. So this might be a good one to apply like during your bedtime routine, maybe right before you wash your face or brush your teeth, so you can kind of help your body start to wind down. Unlike other citrus oils that are said to be energizing, bergamot is super calming and can reduce stress and anxiety and all of that good stuff. It is one of my favorite smelling essential oils. I love it. Orange and neroli are very similar. So citrusy oils are the best. So these would be good, orange, bergamot, or neroli. These would be good to pair with another oil. My recommendation would be to pair it with lavender or with what we just talked about, those tree oils. So spruce, frankincense, that kind of thing. It's really yummy to pair with orange bergamot or neroli for sleep. Okay, next is valerian. So valerian is actually called nature's Valium, and it's been used for thousands of years to help with severe insomnia, especially insomnia associated with trauma. So I have a story for you. This was many, many years ago. It was before I used essential oils, and I have a condition called POTS, which is postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. And it really, really caused me to have bad insomnia. So my cardiologist, he knew that I wasn't interested in taking sleep medications. I don't judge people who do. I just personally didn't want to. I think I was 17 at the time, and I was already on so many medications for my POTS and lupus and all of that, that I just wanted to stay away from sleep medications if I could. And so he recommended that I go to GMC or like a natural health store and get valerian root capsules. So I'm like, okay, so we go in, and as I'm buying it, my mom and I meet a man who was buying it also, ironically, and he was saying that he was an Afghanistan war veteran who has very, very bad PTSD, and he takes valerian root to help him sleep and to help with that trauma-induced insomnia. And that story has stuck with me forever. And so valerian, like I said, you can buy it in capsule form, which is what I and that soldier that I met was doing. But there's also valerian essential oil. Now, I'm going to warn you, it does not smell good, in my opinion. I have met like maybe one or two people that don't think it smells awful, but most people think it smells very bad. But it works. And not all essential oils, like the point of essential oils aren't to smell good. Sometimes they are, right? Like sometimes we want to use them as natural perfume or to make our house smell yummy, and that's the best. But sometimes we need their benefits more than just smelling nice. So it's not one that smells super great, but it works really great. It's very, very high in sesquiterpenes, and I personally love it. One more story on valerian before I hop over to the next one is Young Living has a blend called Trauma Life, and that has valerian in it. And obviously Whimsy Wellness is welcoming, and we celebrate people using all essential oil brands. So this is not like Young Living exclusive. I'm just sharing my personal testimony with one of their blends called Trauma Life. But when I lost my former partner to suicide, my sleep was really bad, and especially with the grief and the trauma of losing someone to suicide. And so I started diffusing Trauma Life with frankincense at night, and it helped me so, 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 so much. And so I just wanted to share that. If you're not a Young Living member and you don't use Young Living essential oils, what you can do is just Google Young Living Trauma Life ingredients, and you can see which oils are in it, and you can try to just mix it up yourself. It has a few different oils in it, but you can kind of DIY it and get the gist. Okay, next is vetiver. So vetiver is composed of multiple sesquiterpenes, also giving it a grounding effect on the emotions. It's super calming. It's like the chill oil. Vetiver is very thick. It has the consistency of maple syrup or honey. It's very, very thick for an essential oil. So my little hack for you for getting it out of the bottle is like 5 minutes before you're going to put it in your diffuser or make a roller with it, tuck it in your armpit or in your bra. I know it sounds weird, but it has to warm up in order to come out of the bottle. Otherwise, you'll be standing there for 5 million years trying to get it out. Okay. Next, Ylang Ylang, which I always think I'm saying wrong. Ylang Ylang, Ylang Ylang. A friend of mine used to say Yingling, like the beer. However you say it, Ling Ling, Lang, Ylang Ylang, I don't know. It comes from a plant native to the Philippines and Indonesia, and it's actually very high in linalool, which is thought to influence the limbic system, aka the nervous system, to calm stress levels, high blood pressure, high heart rates, breathing rates, all of that. It's thought to help balance both sides of the brain, the left logic linear side and the right brain, which is like creative, emotional, all of that, in processing and releasing negative emotions like anger. So when it comes to sleep, Ylang Ylang is your friend. I really never thought of like Ylang Ylang as a sleep oil until I started looking into it. And I'm like, wow, this makes so, so much sense. I always associate yelling with intimacy and romance, because that's what, you know, Lucy Libido mentions yelling in her episode. And I don't know, people just always talk about yelling as like an intimacy oil, but it's incredible for the emotions and sleep, and it smells very yummy. Okay. So those are just a few commonly loved sleep oils. I didn't want to share too many that it would overwhelm you, but I wanted to share enough that you could try a few of them, because there's nothing worse than learning about something and realizing like, great, I have none of those oils. So I hope that you have at least one of those on hand that you can try out tonight and see if it can support your sleep. Each essential oil company also has like specific to them blends that are pre-made for sleep and really yummy. So you can look into that for whatever brand of oils you use. We at Whimsy Wellness also have a blog post that has 21 sleep diffuser recipes, and I will link that in the show notes for you if you'd like to check that out. When you have the episode open in your phone, you can just swipe up and hopefully you'll see the show notes there and the blog will be linked. So you can also head to our website if you want to make a sleep roller and just use those exact sleep diffuser recipes I mentioned of that blog post that I'll link. You can use those diffuser recipes as roller recipes and have your own sleep rollers. You can go to our website, whimsywellness.com, and check out all of our roller bottles, and make sure to use code podcast at checkout and you can get 10% off your order. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share with a friend who's struggling with sleep, a family member, a downline or crossline member. If you have 2 minutes, it would just be super helpful if you left a review on Apple Podcasts also. Wishing you a better night's sleep with all this knowledge under your belt. And I will talk to you next time.
Wow, I love these amazing conversations we get to have. I hope you heard something today that inspired you, that made you smile, and that brought just a little more happiness into your life. If you love this podcast, will you help other people find it? You can do that in two really easy ways. First, take a minute right now to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to me right now. Second, take a screenshot of this episode and share it on Instagram. Don't forget to tag us. Your honest reviews and recommendations go a lot further with people than you think, and we can't thank you enough.